I'm Neil King and this is Living Planet. And before 2026 really kicks off, I thought it would be a nice opportunity to start this year with something different and something fun. So I've invited some of our Living Planet producers into the studio to take a quiz about the environmental issues we've talked about on our podcast over the past year. We covered a lot of ground and I want to see how much my co-hosts and our producers can remember. There might also be some wildcard questions in there as well. And yeah, you might recognize these names if you listen to the end credits of every show, which you should, of course. In short, the journalists who do an ungodly amount of research, track down the best interviewees and think outside the doom and gloom climate reporting box to bring you a surprising episode each week. So let's hear from them. Joining me in the studio here in Bonn is Kathleen Schuster.
Hello.
And remotely, Charlie Shield.
Hi there.
And last but not least, Jennifer Collins in Berlin.
Hello. Oh, sorry.
I'm already.
I'll bleep that part.
That's all good.
Just with like maybe like a Christmas bell.
A long beep. Jennifer Collins and Berlin. Beep. Okay. So I know that you're dying to hear the rules and I'll try and be as brief as possible, right? So the quiz is made up of three rounds. Round one is pick and play. That's where each person gets to pick a category. And if you answer correctly, you can choose another question. If your answer is incorrect, the first person to buzz in and answer correctly gets a point. Round two is rapid response. The first person to buzz in there and answer correctly gets a point. If the answer is incorrect, we'll move on to the next question. And finally, round three, the green lie detector. You'll hear several stories from environmental news, and your task is to tell me which one is fake. And the person with the most points gets to answer first. Obviously, the player with the most points wins. We haven't got any awards or anything because we're not going to buy into any sort of like plastic prizes or consumerist attitudes here. So it's just the fame of winning the first Living Planet quiz that we've had on the program. And the player with the least points, actually, I'm going to get to that at the end of the program. There's something that person will have to do.
Yeah.
Oh, no, so you're going to have to wait. Okay, are you ready?
There's a four, something like a forfeit or something. To be honest, I blanked out when you were...
Amazing.
Explaining the first two rounds because I was so nervous.
Then our listeners are really going to stick with us. Okay, no worries. We can go along with the rules as we can just learn as we do it. Okay, so are you ready?
No.
Yes.
Okay. So now we're never done.
Jen, we're cracking on anyway. Sorry about that. Okay, so round one.
Janie.
Round one is pick and play. Mm-hmm. There are four categories to choose from this round of pick and play. They are Name That Sound, Mad Science, Where in the World, and It All Adds Up. You can choose your category and whether you want to play for 100, 200, 300, 400, or 500 points. If your answer is correct, you get to go again. But if your answer is incorrect, the first person to buzz in and answer correctly gets the points. And watch out, if you hear this sound, that means your question comes with a wild card. And if you answer both questions correctly, you get double the points. So watch out for those wildcards. Now, just to sort out who gets started, I'm going to think of a number from 1 to 50, and the person who guesses the closest gets to go first. Kathleen?
23.
Charlie?
31.
Jen?
15.
Jen goes first. My number was 1. Okay, Jen, which category do you want and for how many points?
Well, I am going to go with Where in the World for 500 points. I'm going to go hardcore.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay, you are competitive, right?
Now I'm getting nervous.
Okay, Jen, Where in the World for 500 points. Last chance tourism has led to a travel boom to which faraway continent?
Antarctica.
Very good. 500 points for Jen. God, that was easy. And do you know which episode that was from?
I think Charlie did an episode on Last Chance Tourism.
That's right, yeah. Cold Rush, the race to visit Antarctica that explores tourism and it's booming in fragile ecosystems, etc., etc. And so that's 500 points.
Okay.
So I get to ask another question.
In fact, this could be the Gen Show if you get everything right.
I was a hardcore competitive quizzer at one point, but that doesn't mean I was a very good quizzer. I just really... liked being on the quiz team.
We're testing you now.
Okay, so I will go with mad science for 500 points.
Oh, Jen, your strategy is killing us.
Sorry.
Well, that's good. It means I've got one cheat here I can use. Okay, 500 points, mad science. Jen, what Pacific island is trying to move its nation to the metaverse in a bid to survive rising sea levels?
Tuvalu.
She's done it again.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay, I think we need harder questions for Jen. Yeah, that's right. Do you know which episode that was?
It was one about climate migration. Holly, who's not here, did that episode.
That's right.
And the fact that Tuvalu is one of the Pacific islands that's sinking due to sea level rise.
Yeah, scientists predict that within the next 30 years, Tuvalu will be underwater at high tide. And island politicians have launched a few strategies to deal with the oncoming changes to the way of life, including creating a digital clone of the island so that it can maintain statehood after its land disappears. Actually sounds really depressing, but it was a very, very nice story, despite that.
Yeah, by our wonderful producer, Holly Young, who unfortunately can't be with us today.
Boy, okay, yep. So 500 additional points for Jen again. Jen, you get another. I think we have to put a cap on this after some time.
Jen, should we cap it at two?
Should we cap it at three? Okay, Jen.
New rule. Two questions.
Yeah, new rule.
Let me guess. You're going for 500 again.
Sorry about this. I'll go with 500 points for name that sound because I feel like that might be hard. I'm not saying that your questions aren't hard. I'm not like dumping on your questions here.
That's all right. Understood. Okay. All right. 500 points. Name that sound.
Oh, God. That's hard. That's sounds like something being sucked up or something or slurping.
You need to be a bit more specific for the 500.
I'm just trying to think of what that could possibly be. I'm like running through our episodes in my head. Is it the balloon thing from the CO2 thing from Kathleen's episode?
Gosh darn it.
This is just getting too much. Yeah, right again, Jen.
I mean, I'm happy for you, but...
Oh, my God.
I think we cap it at three questions a person.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Like, this was, yeah.
Okay. We didn't realise Jen was such a performer on quizzes. So, yeah, that's another 500. And sorry, Jen, we're going to have to cap it because you're just going to hog the whole show otherwise.
Fair enough.
Three questions tops. Okay. Let's move on. Who was the first to raise their hand there? I think it was Charlie. So, Charlie, you go with the next question. You can choose a category and points.
I'll also go with where in the world. You know, I'll follow Jen's logic. I'll go 400 points.
400 points, where in the world? This is a wild card question, by the way, Charlie. So you get an additional question off the back of this that can double your points. But first of all, okay, where in the world? 400 points. Which European capital is facing a water crisis due to the AI industry's insatiable thirst for water?
Is it Dublin, Ireland?
Charlie, how did you know that?
Because I've been paying attention.
Because I did that episode and Charlie is my biggest fan.
Right.
We're working
feeling slightly harassed in a weird passive aggressive way.
Kathleen's kind of left out here. Kathleen, you've got to buck up your ideas.
I'm really nervous about what happens to the loser of this game. I'm clearly going down that path.
That's spot on, Charlie. 400 points. That was the episode that explored the knock-on effects of a controversial pipeline project, the Shannon Pipeline, to redirect hundreds of millions of litres of water from the River Shannon each day to Dublin, where more water is needed for AI, growing population, and all that Guinness, I presume, that you drink down there. Okay, so wildcard question, Charlie. If you get this right, you can double your points. You've already bagged 400, so you can make this 800 if you get this right. Question, what animal watching hobby are more and more people flocking to in the US?
Animal watching hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
You can say it. What?
Animal watching hobby. Nothing's springing to mind. Horses?
Nope. Horses is wrong, I'm afraid.
Let's go watch this horses.
Jen, you buzzed. You're next.
I feel like the clue might have been in the question, but maybe bird watching.
She's done it again.
Yeah, I know. I'm not good at quizzes. I just like to play.
When have we covered bird watching?
It was a wild card.
It's a wild card. Yeah. But even those, even those are being hogged by Jen.
I was trying to think about the animals, the horse episode.
Your question was just too clever with the flocking.
Okay, well that's 400 points to you, Jen.
My gosh, went completely over my head.
But just a few stats to make, you know, obviously we want to also educate our listeners a little bit. There's a nice data point to this. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, there were an estimated 96 million birders in the U.S., or more than one in three, and they spent more than $107 billion in 2022.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's crazy.
That's like going to like people, like paying guides to show them the way, or equipment, or like staying overnight, you know, in a small town, stuff like that. So it's, yeah, it's that a also, big industry.
That also means any other pub you'll go to and have a chat, the conversation will be about birds. I mean, bird watching.
No? That joke doesn't work in American English.
I'm serious now. I didn't mean that to be. I'm serious. It sounds like, are they talking about this all their time? The hobby?
I feel like we need to go out and investigate.
I mean, I'm the quizmaster and I find this staggering. One in three. It's like, what? I mean, which other hobby could you name that has one in three from an entire population? That's huge. Anyway.
PlayStation.
Okay. How many points? Sorry to be annoying, but how many points do I get for
400.
That?
You get 400.
Okay.
So, all right.
God.
That now means...
By the way, I did that so that the quiz would be successful. You know, I didn't want to take over like Jen.
Unlike me.
And then she swooped in. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, how's that for a plan?
And she gets to carry on. Jen, you get the next question, next category.
All right, well, there's a category called It All Adds Up, and I'm pretty bad at maths, so I will go for that. With 400 points, please.
400. Being modest now.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. It all adds up for 400 points. Jen, Morocco is home to one of the largest solar plants in the world. It produces enough energy to power more than 1 million homes, and it requires an immense amount of water. 3 million cubic metres a year, which is enough to fill how many Olympic-sized swimming pools?
Oh, God. I remember this in the episode, but I don't remember how many that was. And I couldn't even take a guess at it because that number is unfathomable to me.
Wow, I wonder what the 500-pointer is.
Yeah. I don't know, 300? Like a million? It could be anything. Like, I don't know.
Infinity.
Infinity swimming pools.
Sorry, I
don't know, I'm going to have to pass.
Those are both wrong, 300 or a million, both wrong. But Kathleen's got has pressed the buzzer. She's up next.
Is it 1,100?
Close. Close. Charlie?
150.
No. Okay, all wrong. It's 1,200 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Oh,
and it's from,
very close.
Charlie, your episode, Deserted, where solar power fails where it should shine, exploring the challenges of solar power in Morocco, despite it having heaps of sunshine. Okay, that means you all got it wrong. The question, the next category goes to, who was the second place? Was Kathleen, you were the first to raise your hand after Jen got it wrong,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Kathleen gets to choose.
Okay, I will take Mad Science for 400.
There's a conspiracy theory that greener cities modelled on convenience are actually one step away from governmental control. What are these cities called?
15-minute cities.
I feel like that was an easy one for 400, wasn't it?
Maybe not for our listeners who are playing along. I don't know.
Yeah, that's correct. Another name for these cities is walkable cities, and the idea comes from an expert of complex systems at the Sorbonne University in Paris named Carlos Moreno. Okay, very good. 400 points for Kathleen. Let me jot that down. I've got plenty of space to jot this down here.
How rude. What?
You get to choose the next category.
I'll take It All Adds Up for 500.
That's a wild card question as well, so you get the possibility of doubling your points. But first we'll go with the regular question. Kathleen, how much value in US dollars approximately do all the world's ecosystems provide to humans each year? So-called ecosystem services.
Was it over $1 trillion?
Nope. A lot more.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no. I know the answer.
Charlie's buzzed in.
Shoot.
Charlie's up next.
$100 trillion.
Excellent, Charlie. Well done. That was, of course, from your episode, What the Economy Gets Wrong About Nature, and it cites a landmark study that puts the volume of the natural world at an average minimum of 33 trillion each year. But that number was updated from 2021. Now it's over $100 trillion. Huge. And of course, that was a wildcard question. So, Charlie, you can double your 500 points if you get this wildcard question right. Baywatch celebrity Pamela Anderson forged ahead with her comeback this year, starring alongside Liam Neeson in Naked Gun. She credits her garden with her streak of good luck. What's one quirky thing she does with her plants that brings her joy?
Does she dress them up in little Baywatch bikinis?
I think that's a great answer, but no, unfortunately not. That's wrong. Jen, you buzzed in.
I mean, this is just a guess. I mean, does she sing to them or something?
It's not bad, but it's also wrong. Kathleen, you can redeem yourself.
Does she read to them?
Kathleen got it. Well done. Yeah, she actually reads to them. She reads to her plants and they love it.
Is that effective?
I don't know, but it's according to an interview with Elle magazine from October, and maybe we should all try it. Yeah, Kathleen, you got the wild card right, so you continue.
Where in the world for 300?
Wildfires are a growing problem worldwide due to rising temperatures and increased drought. One country has become a leader in wildfire response thanks to its sizable volunteer firefighter force. Name the country.
Australia.
Well done. That's the right answer. Of course, you did an episode on that.
Yeah.
And just an interesting stat on this, 80% of Australia's firefighters are volunteers, which is really impressive, but somehow also a bit alarming.
Well, no, I mean, that's like well over 200,000 people. And one issue with wildfire response or bushfire response is that you need people at the community level who are familiar with the neighborhoods, but also that neighbors are familiar with firefighters. So the more volunteers you have, the better it is for the community, because then you don't get people who are skeptical or even scared of the people who are trying to help them, which is a growing problem in places like Canada, for example, with fake news and conspiracy theories. So actually, volunteer firefighter services are a good thing.
People don't trust the firefighters anymore.
Yeah.
It's a sad world.
It is.
Anyway, you carry on. You got that right.
It all adds up for 300.
According to the International Chamber of Commerce, how much have extreme weather events cost the global economy over the past decade?
Oh, my God. My mind has gone completely blank. I really can't. After my ridiculous $1 trillion answer question, I'm afraid to answer. I don't know. The question can go into the group. I don't know.
Okay, we'll pass it on then. Charlie buzzed next.
$2 trillion.
Spot on. Well done, Charlie.
Yes.
Of course, that is also your episode. How much does a hurricane cost that you did together with Sam Baker? It takes a closer look at how more powerful hurricanes are driving up insurance costs. And just for reference, those $2 trillion are about the same amount as the 2008 financial crisis, just to put that into perspective. Okay, so that means Charlie gets those 300 points and you get to carry on.
Mad Science, 300 points.
That is also a wildcard question. Okay, Mad Science, 300 points. Charlie, researchers in the US have been experimenting with different ways to grow food to reduce land use and environmental impact. One solution involves growing vegetables in what unusual environment?
Is it in the dark?
Well done. You're all so good. This quiz, unbelievable. Yes, it is in the dark.
We're avid listeners of our own show.
Yeah, that was an episode we did. It was on US-based research. Dr. Robert Jenkinson from the University of California, Riverside, who's successfully grown algae in the dark. And it is quite a breakthrough that one day it could actually free up around 90% of US land used for farming if this were scaled. Okay, that's just by the by. It's also a wildcard question, Charlie, so you can double your points. You've already got 300, And the wild card question is, in 2025, one of the US leading actors, who'd also made a name for himself as an environmental activist, passed away at the age of 89. Who was it?
An actor.
Did you say, yeah, an actor?
A US actor who passed away. I think I know. But I'm not actually sure. I'm not sure. Or do I know? I actually don't think I do know, but...
Can't think of a single actor.
Have I ever seen a film?
I've actually just been working too hard. Neil's been working me too hard, so I haven't really had time to read the news about pop culture. I don't know, but it's going to be so obvious when the answer's revealed.
Unsurprisingly, Jen has buzzed next. So, Jen, go for it.
Yeah, but now I actually don't even know if this is him because I feel like maybe he died longer ago, but I was going to say Paul Newman.
So close.
It's close. It's close.
Oh, seriously?
It's close.
Oh, okay.
He actually, they starred in a lot of films together.
Do I get to answer the question?
Go on, Kathleen, you've got to answer this
Is it Robert Redford?
It's Robert Redford. Well done. That sound signals the end of round one. Time to look at the points. Charlie has 1,500 points. Kathleen has 1,800 points, surprisingly.
Allegedly.
And Jen has 1,900 points.
Yeah, we need to fact check Kathleen, but...
Yeah, we'll do that.
You can see some listener adding it up as we go along.
Okay, let's move on to round two. Round two is rapid response. And for this round, you will need to answer as quickly as possible. So, get your hands on those buzzers. First person to buzz gets to answer. Each correct answer gets 10 points. And there's no follow-up with this. So we're just really going through it quickly. So it's always first come, first serve. An environmental scientist walked into a bar and tried out what form of entertainment to shine the spotlight on the climate crisis. Jen, you were first.
Comedy.
Stand-up comedy, correct. Number two, what type of human pollution is keeping animals up at night? Kathleen.
Light pollution.
Well done. Number three, what's a commonly used technical abbreviation for forever chemicals? Jen again.
PFAS. P-F-A-S.
Very good.
Yeah.
Number four, what percentage of Americans have detectable levels of PFAS in their blood according to testing over the past 20 years? If you come within 5% of it, I'll give you the answer. Jen again.
I don't know, 90%? I'm not sure.
98%, almost. Number five, hurricanes are causing home insurance rates to skyrocket in places like Florida. How much did they go up between 2017 and 2022? Jen?
Again, this is just a guess, like 300%.
Nope, 45%. Number six, a study from the University of Oxford found that a fast transition to clean energy by 2050 would save the global economy how much money?
Should know this.
Charlie.
Was it $12.5 trillion?
I'll give you the points for that. It was 12 trillion. Very good. That's close enough. Next question. Number seven. What is making heat pumps more expensive for German consumers? Kathleen.
Government subsidies.
Well done. 100 points.
There's a bit more to the story, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a no context lightning round.
It, then fine.
For context, you've got to go to our episodes, right?
Exactly.
It's all there, yeah? Number eight. The Great Southern Reef off the coast of Tasmania is known for what rare underwater forests? Charlie.
Giant sea kelp forests.
Well done. Next question. In August 2025, scientists warned that the Gulf Stream current could collapse by the end of the century. But this news was overshadowed by news of which world-famous singer's engagement? Jen.
Taylor Swift.
God, you're even a Swiftie as well. You know everything, Jen. No, this is, it's just too
much. I wouldn't say I was a Swiftie. I just, you know, you just somehow know things about Taylor Swift.
Well done, 100 points. Okay, final question.
I'm not a Swiftie, though, just in case any Swifties.
Just in case she's listening.
Just to put the record straight.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay, final question. In Irish mythology, what fish held all knowledge in the world? What? Kathleen, before
Jen? I just wanted to block
Jen. You blocked Jen? How did you do that?
Salmon. It's salmon, darn it.
Well done. 100 points.
I know, because it's from Jen's episode, which is a really nice episode.
Thank you. Do I get points for it being a nice episode?
You get points if you can tell us the story behind that, Jen. You can get another 100 points. Why? What is the story with this salmon?
What is the story quiz? With the salmon of knowledge?
Do you completely really making up the rules along the way.
It's a Kafka-esque
quiz. Oh, do you want me
quiz,
to tell the story or not?
In a nutshell, please. I really would like to hear the story again.
So there was a salmon. Some say his name was Fintan, and he was swimming in a river. I think it was the Boyne River, but he had all the knowledge in the world. And then one day he was caught by this poet called Finnegas, who wanted to have all the knowledge in the world. And the person who took the first bite from the salmon would gain all that knowledge. So he had an apprentice there, Fionn McCool, who was really, like, he's really famous in Irish mythology as a warrior. But Fionn, he was like, Fionn, you look after that salmon there while it's cooking. But whatever you do, do not eat the salmon. And the salmon got a bit of a blister on its skin as it was cooking. So he just burst the blister, and then because his tongue burnt, he put it in his mouth, and he got all of the knowledge from the salmon. And the poet came back and was pretty disappointed because, yeah. But then he was like, do you know what? I'm old, and that's a young guy, and he can go out into the world now and have all the knowledge. But yeah, it was a knowledgeable salmon. So I just think it's funny, the idea of a salmon called Fintan swimming around and being really, really clever and wise.
Fintan is my second son's second name.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, there. There you go.
You got to tell them the story.
Yeah, you do.
We have a book of Irish mythology at home, and I remember reading the salmon story, but they didn't have as much detail as you had there. It was a slightly different story, I think, but never mind.
The blister detail.
I think I might have embellished it. Well, there's a couple of different tellings of it, you know, so that's my telling of the story.
But needless to say, Irish mythology, love it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some really wild stories from Irish mythology. It's a lot of fun.
Next podcast. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's it for round two. Let's have a look at the points. Charlie now has 1,700 points. Kathleen has 2,100. And Jen has 2,200.
Oh,
very slim lead, Jen. You've got to watch out. Kathleen's breathing down your neck.
She is.
As always, I should say.
Pretty.
As always.
Okay, now round three, the green lie detector. So for our third and final category, you'll be playing green lie detector. You will hear three stories about the environment as told by three other podcast producers, and your job is to spot the fake news. And since Jen is in the lead with 2,200 points, you will get to answer first. And if you answer incorrectly, the question goes to the person in second place and so on. So first up, we have a story from Connor Dillon from the DW podcast Science Unscripted.
2025 was quite the year for tech billionaire Elon Musk. It started with a bang as he took on the role of government slasher, heading up the notorious Department of Government Efficiency. His company Tesla took a beating, losing nearly half its value before he left the Trump administration suddenly in May. But all the while, there was a green story lurking in the background that might have also been keeping him up at night. The fate of teeny tiny sea turtle babies. His company SpaceX faced sharp criticism from activists across the border in Mexico, who said marine life, including sea turtles, were being killed by falling space launch debris. Musk's company has denied any life-threatening hazards posed by its rocket launches.
Okay, so that was Connor Dillon with SpaceX's tiny green problem. And next up, we have Andreas Becker from the podcast Cannabis Cowboys and Delayland with our second story.
Just 3 years after Queen Elizabeth passed away, a prized herd of rare white deer that live on the grounds of her former summer residence, Balmoral Castle, suddenly started to disappear. Luckily, a local coalition called Operation Elizabeth stepped up to save the Queen's favorite deer by planting 10,000 native oak and hawthorn trees and creating natural corridors for the deer. Local students are also part of a deer watch program to monitor the deer with drones. Her son, King Charles, praised the swift local efforts, saying his mother would have been very pleased by the activist's dedication to protecting nature.
Okay, so that was Andreas Becker with Operation Deer Queen. And our final story comes from Kate Laycock, host of the podcast Inside Europe.
Vegan diet trends have been on the rise in the EU for a number of years, even swaying meat producers to introduce vegan products like vegan Bratwurst, vegan schnitzel, and vegan chicken nuggets. But in October, the European Parliament voted to ban these companies from using meaty names to sell their plant-based products. In the 355 to 247 vote, parliamentarians said they wanted the food industry to call a spade, or in meat terms, a steak, to avoid misleading consumers.
Okay, so in story one, we heard about SpaceX's tiny green problem. Story two was the inspiring rush to save Queen Elizabeth's prized deer and Operation Deer Queen. And the final story that you just heard was about the EU banning vegan steak. And Jen, you get to go first. This is worth 500 points, by the way. Which story set your green lie detector off?
I feel like it's a toss-up for me between Elizabeth and the sea turtles. I mean, either of them could be true and either of them could also, like, not be true. So
just one is false.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of them is false. I haven't heard either of these stories, so I don't know. I'm going to say Dear Queen is false.
You've done it again. Well done. 500 yes. points. That is the fake story. Well done. Okay, so that brings your points, Jen, 500, 2,700. And that means we have a winner. Jen, you've won Living Planet's first ever quiz. Well done.
Congratulations.
I'm so happy right now.
She's beaming.
I really am. I'm just grinning from ear to ear.
In her chair. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how I'm going to go back to work now for the rest of the day.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this is just the fame you get, right? There's no prize or anything, but you've got the recognition of the whole Living Planet team.
That, you know. Absolutely.
You can add it to your profile.
The glory. Yeah, exactly. I am going to achievements, winner of the inaugural Living Planet quiz in my LinkedIn profile.
But, of course, if you remember from the beginning, the loser also has to do something. And looking at the points here, Kathleen is second placed at 2,100 and Charlie is at 1,700. So,
Charlie, how did I lose this? I don't understand.
I think we have to check up on Kathleen's points, but yeah.
My buzzer wasn't working.
So, you were sabotaged.
Charlie, I'm going to give you two options. One is something you could just really do quickly here and now, and the other is a little more complicated, but possibly also more fun. But it's for you to choose. You can either sing us a few bars of the song that got you through 2025 when you were down, or...
What the hell? I can't believe I agreed to this.
Or you can write a short poem on a species of your choice. That we will actually put in the podcast in the week of the UN's International Day for Biological Diversity. You've got plenty of time. It's not until the 22nd of May. Which is it to be?
You know what? I'm actually an avid haiku writer.
Oh.
I wrote one on the weekend.
Oh, nice.
About, I like to write them with friends when we have like a weekend away or we go on holiday together. We write a silly little haiku. So I can put together a haiku.
Wonderful.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
That's amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
I'll save my my singing for next year, I think, you know.
Another hidden talent we didn't know about.
Are we going to start adding
haiku? Yeah.
Start adding Charlie's haikus to the end of the episodes?
That would be really nice.
We should have, yeah, each week in installment, yeah. The social media section as well.
Look. Actually going to get back to work now.
Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us in Berlin. Special thanks, Kathleen Schuster, Charlie Shield, Jennifer Collins.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah,
Jen had the best day of her life.
I mean, sadly, yes, this is probably one of the best days of my life. But yeah, thanks for putting it together. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, I really enjoyed wiping the floor with everybody.
I'm only joking.
That's enough from you. Obviously joking.
I knew it.
I love you guys.
And of course, thank you very much, Kathleen, for keeping those points so accurately. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll see in post-production if I've inadvertently made a mistake somewhere, but we'll see. Yeah.
Today's sound engineers were Gert Georgi and Bodo Hartwig. Yeah, obviously you can listen back to this on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please be sure to leave a short and sweet review or a 5-star rating. That's it. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.